This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Our podcast is sponsored by you, the listeners. As a thank you for your continued support, I would choose a random listener to have a no-advert access for free with a winner twice a month. Check the link in the description, and thank you for supporting our podcast. Welcome to my friend's Erotic Stories podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Melody Marks. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of your friend's Erotic Stories. The next story is posted by user SmutDiary1 from r/erotica. The title of the story is Diary of a Chatterbait Slut. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
It was another evening playing in front of the camera, giving another show for those interested in seeing an Asian beauty masturbating and doing kinky stuff through the screen. I had been doing it for months, and yet each day was different. There were always new things to see and to do. Music was playing softly in the background and red lights filled the room, setting the mood. The website was already open and everything was ready for the show to start. Seconds. It was seconds. What it always took for guys to come and see my live show. Teasing. I started playing with my body, tracing every curve as I slid my hands through my sides, my fingers caressing the soft skin of my abdomen all the way up to my tits. My hands cupped them and I touched my nipples through the black lacy fabric of my bra. They were already getting hard, pretty visible for all these guys who waited for me to take off the rest of my clothes. "Strip for me, babe," one of them wrote in the chat box. Meanwhile, others left tips and talked about how hot I was and all of these naughty things they wanted to do to me. As they wrote about fucking me, about sucking my tits, my pussy, and pushing their cocks deep inside of me, I kept teasing them, getting in front of the cam to seductively dance, touching my body as I did so. My fingers teased the waistband of my lacy thong, slowly pulling it down but just a couple of centimeters, enough to get the guys impatient and craving to see more. It always made them talk about the ways they'd fuck my asshole and, honestly, I loved it. I loved exposing my ass to the camera, spanking it while I imagined these guys behind me, giving me anally. It turned me on so much. It didn't take much until one of them requested a private show, and in a matter of seconds, it was only the two of us talking to each other in front of the camera. No one else. Just him and me sharing lustful gazes and wicked smiles. "Are you gonna show me how that sweet pussy of yours looks like or what?" he asked, his voice husky. "Should I?" Another smile formed on my lips as I slid my hand down my body and touched my pussy through my panties. A soft moan escaped my lips when two of my fingers put some pressure over my clit. Slowly I started to slide my panties off, lowering them down my legs, doing a little dance for him. A couple of seconds later, my wet pussy was totally exposed for him to see. His eyes seemed to be glued at my slick folds. He was licking his lips. I sat down in my chair in front of the camera and opened my legs wide. "Now that's a delicious little pussy. Baby girl, I wanna lick it clean. Wanna see how much of a dick it can take?" I asked teasingly, running my thumbs over my hard nipples. He nodded quickly, and that was all it took for me to reach for my 10 inches long and 3 inches wide purple dildo and begin to tease my pussy with its tip, shivering as the hard fake length slid up and down my slit, getting me wetter. I needed it inside of me, filling me, and I couldn't wait for another second for it. Holding it against my wet entrance, I started to push it and let out an audible moan as every inch of it slid inside me, so deep, stretching me out. I felt so full, and even that didn't stop me from pushing the toy even deeper into my drenched cunt, taking it as far as possible. My eyes closed and I tilted my head back, starting to roll that purple dildo against my pussy as if it was the hard cock of the man at the other side of the screen. "That's right, you little naughty slut, push it deeper for daddy," he commanded. And I did as I was told, taking another couple inches of the toy and fucking myself with it. I began an accurate swing, waving my hips, rolling them, pushing the toy hard, and withdrawing gently. At some point, I opened my eyes and looked at the screen through blurry vision. Then I could see him, tall, strong, well-built body and tan skin. I could perfectly see every one of his movements too, the way he unzipped his pants and took out his cock. I gasped at the sight of it, huge and thick, hard as a rock inside his hand. He started to jerk off at the same fast pace that I was fucking myself with the dildo. My moans and his groans filled the room. I could hear him telling me all kinds of naughty things, all that time giving shows on webcam. I saw all kinds of freaky stuff from the guys, got the weirdest requests one could think of, but this guy, he was seducing me with his words. Telling me what to do, where to touch, how fast to go. "Stop," he said suddenly. I whined. I was about to reach an orgasm. But I did. I obeyed and stopped fucking myself. "I want to watch as you take out that dildo and put it into your tight little ass." "Yes, daddy," I replied without even thinking. I saw his smirk. "Good girl. Fuck your ass and please me. Imagine is my cock fucking you." I did. I spread my legs as much as I could, bending my knees. My puckered entrance was now perfectly seen by him. I took the dildo out of my pussy. Juices were dripping from it and it obviously wasn't necessary to use lube. The toy was already wet and slick enough to push it against my little asshole. Slowly I started to put it inside, pushing inch by inch, moaning as it entered my hole. "Deeper? Baby girl, I want to see how much of it you can take." Soon the 10 inches were completely inside of me and I started working the toy, thrusting it in and out, increasing the rhythm as seconds passed by, encouraged by his words. My hips rolled against the fake cock, welcoming it, taking it deep as my free hand came down between my legs and my fingers rubbed my clit, getting me closer to the orgasm once again. "You're a little slut, aren't you, sweetheart?" "Yes," I whimpered, so lost in my pleasure. "Stop," he said again, playing with me, teasing. "This is my show, little girl. You won't come until I say so." His stupid grin was there again. He was enjoying this little game, and somehow, I was too. I so badly fell for his game that he ended up being one of those lucky guys that I used to invite to come over, so we would fuck in a live show on my cam profile. I did it from time to time, only when I found something interesting in them, but this guy completely caught my attention. Giving him my address was all it took to have him at my door the next day, around the time that my show was supposed to start. He was, in fact, as handsome as he looked in the live video. Young, around 30 centimeters taller than me. I welcomed him into the special room where I used to record myself and poured some whiskey on glass before handing it over to him. Everything was already set for the show to start. After telling him to wait for me, I went to the other room to grab some things I needed and came back wearing only my pink lace lingerie. I looked at him and noticed the bulge in his shorts. How couldn't I? It was impossible to hide it. He was fully hard under his clothes. I imagined how he'd fuck me till his load was shot high in my womb. I got immediately turned on. The sight of that huge cock under the shorts was just so arousing. I was already imagining what it'd feel like. All thick and long and full of cum. Cum that I wanted. My, you've got a special big package down there, don't you, boy?" I knew my eyes were glittering with dark desire, a desire that he too shared. Smirking, he got up from his seat and put his hands behind my thighs, parting my legs. Just a second later, I jumped as he lifted me and pressed me against a wall with ease. A wave of desire hit that knot in my core tightly as he stood between my open legs and pushed his obvious hardness against my little cunt. "Fuck," I breathed out weakly. The tip of his dick was pointing proudly towards the ceiling, pressed between his abdomen and my pussy. I bit my bottom lip seductively and rocked my hips, trying to feel him pressed against me again. "You want that, don't you, babe?" he asked me. "You think you can fit it inside of you? All of this, you know the things you make me want to do to you. How badly I want to bend you over the nearest surface and fuck your ass." He growled against my skin as his lips brushed the sensitive column of my throat, making me moan. He smashed his mouth on mine, with his tongue teasing and dominating mine. His hands tore my lacy panties, ripping them off completely, and his rough fingers pushed between my folds and teased my slick entrance. His free hand pulled down his shorts and boxers, perfectly knowing what I wanted. He directed his hard dick to my tight asshole as I begged him whorishly to fuck me. He smiled against my lips and I groaned. The truth is that I couldn't wait anymore. I needed to feel that hard cock inside me. So I turned around and pushed her hips back, causing the long cock to rub against my ass cheeks. He grabbed my ass and squeezed it, stroking it in circles and giving it a thunderous spanking, burying his nails into my cheeks and dragging them, no doubt forcing red marks to form across my skin while my moans echoed across the room. The only thing I could hear was the slap of his hand against my ass and the particular sound of tips being left in the chat of the live show. "Do you want this?" he asked gruffly. "I want to hear you say it. You have to ask for it. Say yes, sir. Fuck my asshole. Come on," I whispered pleadingly. My body trembled with arousal. "Say it, or this won't be yours." He squeezed my ass again and his fingers caressed my skin, slid around the puckered opening. I shivered. He pretended that he was going to put his cock in my hole, but stopped. "Stop it. Do it now. It's not funny," I spoke. "I really loved getting my ass fucked. It was torture what he was doing to me." "Okay, okay. Please, I beg you, fuck my ass. I'm a whore who just wants her ass fucked," he flashed a beaming smile. "Yes, you are." And with those words, he plunged two fingers inside my ass. I let out a high-pitched cry of relief and began to moan unstoppably. My torso twisting and my ass bouncing with each movement, he put his fingers in and out of me, tracing circles inside and spreading them to stretch me. He started finger-fucking me, fast, thrusting in and out of my ass as far as he could, until he decided to make his cock part of the game, arching my back like an animal in heat. I tilted my head back when I felt the first few inches of his huge dick inside my depths. My legs trembled slightly at the stitch of pleasant pain it caused me to receive him inside my ass. It seemed as if he was about to split my body in two with his length. But I loved it. "You're so tight. I'm not going to stop until I fill your ass with my cum." Every one of his words was punctuated with a teasing thrust. Gripping my hips, he began an accurate swing, waving his hips, rolling them, pushing hard, and withdrawing gently only to thrust harder a second later. As he fucked me with long and fast thrusts, he spanked my ass loudly, leaving red marks of his hand on my soft skin. Every thrust and jerk were another waves of pleasure, taking me beyond heights I'd thought possible. It was painful at first, but so damn good. Thick and hard as steel, his cock pushed mercilessly inside the depths of my ass. "Do you like this? Do you like the way I push my hard cock into your sweet, pink ass? Do you like the way I spank you while I fuck you? I think you'd like that. You like it rough, don't you?" His words made my head spin with want and need. "Fuck," he managed out, giving a particularly hard thrust. "You're so fucking tight. Does it feel good, being stretched to your limits like this?" He punctuated each sentence with another thrust. He was hitting me so deeply. Oh, fuck. I screamed out as he slapped my ass cheeks again. I threw my head back as he moved his hand to my stomach and let it wander quickly down to my drenching pussy, soon finding my aching clit and beginning to brush it lightly with his thumb. He gradually increased the pressure, messily stroking my clit while continuing his hard and deep thrusts. "Damn, I'm so close," I cried out loud as he hammered his cock in and out of me. I was so horny, so aroused, so full. The boy picked up a faster, steady pace of thrusting into my tight hole. My whole body was rocked by the big cock pounding into my ass, slapping against my cheeks. His heavy balls repeatedly hit my flesh, making a sound that mixed with my moans and his groans as spikes of pleasure raked my body. I felt as if his cock was tearing me apart, forcing its length deeper into me. Oh, damn, I managed to choke out, blinking away tears as the stretch really started to burn. It felt so good, pleasure mixed with pain. I felt like I really did a good move choosing this guy. I panted, he fucked in and out of me. "You love this, whore. You fucking love being this full stretched in a way you've never been," he slid in even deeper inside me. His words weren't a lie.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I really loved it. The hot lunges increased until they became frantic, and if it were up to me, they would have continued all day long. He was driving me crazy. I was letting a stranger I met on a cam chat fuck me, and I really didn't care. He was doing it so damn well that I didn't want him to stop. However, I couldn't last much longer. I could feel the heat waving through my body, concentrating at my core. "Tell me what you want," the man behind me groaned. "Come inside me. Put your seed deep inside my ass," I begged breathlessly. He grabbed my hips firmly and tight again, slammed in as far as he could manage with every thrust, putting every inch of his dick inside of me. My muscles started to tense up, and before I knew it, my orgasm hit me and caused me to release a primal sounding scream. "Oh, yes, 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 yes," I screamed, his fat cock sending me right over the edge. He pumped into me with brutal force, the veins of his dick dragging against the walls of my tight hole until I came hard around his cock, spasming and clenching on it as my orgasm was dragged out by his insistence and chasing of his own release. He let out a heady moan into my ear. "Fuck," I felt his cock throb, and a second later, I felt it explode inside my ass. It took what seemed to be an abnormal amount of time for him to stop coming before he collapsed onto my body. There in front of my camera, he gave me an amazing experience. Fucking me senseless for thousands of other men to see it.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friends' erotic stories.